The love notes or letters that revolve around Carter, has that seen print yet?
Is that seen print? No.
No, so that's forthcoming.
Yeah, everything, that's all forthcoming.
That's great.
Thank you.
Kathy, you were talking last evening of particular French, present French writers.
Yeah.
That were working in modes equivalent. What was the name of the man who's...
The person I feel closest to is a man called Pierre Guillotat.
Yeah, could you tell
us? Was, they told me three best novels. I'm really
right.
Just began translating one. Is his first novel, I'll give you the English names, Tomb for 500,000 Soldiers. The second one is Eden, Eden, Eden. And the third is Prostitution. And they're published by Gallimard. They're impossible to get hold of in the United States. They're almost impossible to get hold of in France. And he's very, very, the Tel-Kel group, if that means anything, he was kind of their novelist hero for a while.
Is it Marcelin Planet and Denis Roche?
Oui. Sorry, yes. Denis likes him a lot.
Right.
Even like Bart and those people took him up, and he's kind of an underground hero, but on the other hand, his books have been banned.
Uh-huh.
And it's impossible to get Eden, Eden, Eden. It's very hard to get the books now, even in France.
Where are they banned? Banned, you mean in the United States? Or in
no,
France?
They're banned in France.
Why?
It's hard to say. You know, you can't just say someone has a pornographic imagination
and
that's the reason they're banned, because that won't make sense. He's truly revolutionary.
And
I don't even mean like Marxist about that. I mean, it's incredible. It's really dangerous writing.
Right. And you're working on a translation right now?
Yeah. But my French isn't good, so it's a brutal translation. But I'm in love with the guy. I can't do anything else.
What is his name?
Pierre Guillotat. Guyotat. He's just an incredible writer. I don't know. I'm supposed to give... Or I could talk about him more now and...
Well, you're going to be speaking
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow
I was going to spend, hopefully, talk a lot about his work and read some of the translations, which, you know, they're just so brutal and messy, I don't even want to read them formally, and I don't know what I'm, you know, first draft, but he's just amazing. Writes panoramas, and, well, I'll go over it tomorrow. I'll start laughing, not stop. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I do a class.
Vast and absolute poet. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank all of you, really.
Well,